Hey Gratitude Seeker, today we will explore how we can use this 10-year challenge to add more gratitude to our life. First, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This feels really good, right? So to be honest, I'm not much into these kind of challenges, these kinds of trends, but I do believe that we can put a positive spin to them. And this is done by gaining perspective, by choosing to see this from a perspective that actually adds to our life. There are people saying that the 10-year challenge is actually a way for Facebook to upgrade their facial recognition engine and to get better at face detection. But what I love most about this trend is human creativity. I've seen people and organizations compare very interesting things like climate change or even the number of highways that were built. And of course, lots of funny memes on the subject. But we can use this 10-year challenge as well, Gratitude Seeker. And here is how we can do that. Pick three areas of your life. It can be health, money, career, romantic relationships, friendships, family, whatever is most important to you. Pick those three and think about how much your life has changed in these 10 years, in these three areas. And if you find it hard to remember how you were 10 years ago, or how you felt, or what was happening inside of you, and also in your relationships, the best way to remember is to actually listen to songs that were played on and on during that period. These songs, as you know, reconnect us to certain memories, to certain feelings. Of course, some of them good, some of them bad, but they are a great way of traveling back in time and reconnecting with that part of you, with those memories, so that you can see how much you grew, how much better your life is, how much you improved, how much those areas of your life that are important for you are also improved. And to give you an example, I will share with you my three and a few words about each of them, how it was in 2009 and how it is now in 2019. The funny thing is that I actually thought about this before knowing about the 10-year challenge because of my recent birthday. So, romantic relationship. At that time I was single, I was dreaming of having a stable relationship with a person that shares my values, that loves and appreciates me for who I am. And now I'm actually living that. It's not perfect all the time, but it's very fulfilling most of the time. The second area of my life that has greatly improved, that I'm really grateful for, is friendships. Back then I was really ambitious. I saw everybody as a potential business partner rather than potential friends. I didn't quote-unquote waste time by meeting with friends just for fun. I was doing what I understood from the business books that I should do to work as much as possible so that I will achieve success. And the funny thing is that now I have more friendships than I can fit into my schedule, and I mean deep friendships, and I feel much more successful. And even though I wasn't looking for that, friendships that I had no business interest in actually led to some beautiful deals that were very unexpected. They also led, of course, to beautiful experiences that I'm really, really grateful for. And the third area of my life that I'm really grateful that it changed beautifully in a positive way is the financial area. Now I'm earning about 10 times as much as I used to earn 10 years ago. And I'm really grateful for that. I think this 10-year challenge can really put things into perspective. And while of course there might be things that aren't as great as they were 10 years ago, I firmly believe that we can find things that we are grateful for and that help us see the evolution, how much we grew, how blessed we are now, and how much we wished for these things that we have not right now, just 10 years ago. And while not all of the goals that we put on paper 10 years ago came true, we've created a life in which we adapted the idea of success to what is important and to what feels good for us. Whether that's having a big family, or being single again, or making a lot of money, or making less and living more, I want you to see how you created your own idea of success and to see the blessings you have now in perspective, thinking back 10 years and realizing how much you wished for the things you have today. This is my 10-year gratitude challenge. Thanks so much for listening and for sharing. This has been Giorgio and Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.